From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Writer Michael Malone has won a prestigious Mystery Award, the Edgar, for his short fiction, and an Emmy for his work as head writer on the television soap opera One Life to Live. Now he's published his first novel in years. It's called First Lady. Alan Chews has a review.
The first lady of the title refers to at least two women. To an Irish singer named Mavis Marr, who's known around the world as the First Lady of Rock and Roll, and to a genteel beauty named Lee Haver Brookside, who's married to the charming, roguish governor of North Carolina. We meet them both in the fictional university town of Hillston, North Carolina, where, when it comes to crime and love, things get complicated pretty quickly. The police chief, a down-home fellow named Cuddy Mangum, is still carrying the torch for the governor's wife, while his patrician chief of homicide, Justin Saville V, has fallen into a melancholy alcoholic funk because his wife of many years, the love of his life, has just moved out. This pair of southern crime fighters has been trying to solve a series of what appear to be serial killings. When Mavis the rock star comes to town to give a concert, more mutilated bodies turn up. Page for page, there are probably more live bodies in this novel than in most mystery fiction, because Michael Malone, a Dickensian at heart, doesn't just create a cast for his book. He gives us just about the entire town of Hillston, from the cops to the cleaning ladies, in a cleanly made style and an entertaining story that goes on, and this is good news, for over 400 pages. A story that moves toward a wonderfully satisfying payoff that we should have seen coming all along, with the power to make us want to pick up the book and start reading all over again.
The book is First Lady by Michael Malone. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.